We are frustrated. We had, you know, it's another opportunity. Whatever you do in the regular season doesn't matter once you get to the playoffs. And so it's disappointing, you know, for all the good stuff that we did this year. I mean, we, you know, to come out and not win this game is it hurts. So, you know, it's tough because it's the last one. Tough because we didn't do enough to get a win in this game.
Andy, what went wrong?
Well, there's, you know, different things that went on. There's we had different chances to make some plays and we weren't able to do it. There's you know, it's not like one thing that went wrong, and so came down. We didn't execute better than they did. They did a good job, and ended up losing the game.
You've been playing this position long enough to know that the quarterback, as you know, gets all the blame, gets all the credit. How much of it is deserved right now on your shoulders?
Well, no, it's part of it. It's and there's a lot that goes on during a game, and the quarterback's in control of everything. He's the leader of the team. He's the leader of the offense. And so when things don't go right, the quarterback's the guy that's going to get the blame. And so, you know, I'm willing to take every shot that's, you know, said to me. But, you know, there's different stuff that goes on. And so it's part of playing the position. You got to have thick skin.
Do you deserve it?
I mean, it's everybody knows that the quarterback gets – too much blame and too much credit for different things, and so it's part of playing the position.
In 3 years, do you feel like you've grown at that position?
I definitely have. I feel like I've gotten a lot better. I feel like I've improved a lot, and it shows with you know, everything that we've done this year. Obviously, it didn't end the way we wanted it to, but you know, I definitely feel like I've improved. Yeah, we just got to execute a little bit better. I think, you know, we had the lead going into halftime, and we needed to do more in the second half. And so I think it comes down, we got to finish the game. And, you know, we weren't able to do that today.
The game plan, you thought it was sufficient? I mean, to take advantage of matchups that favored?
Well, we had different things going in, and so you know, there's different guys. We were trying to get matchups. We made some big plays early on, and we weren't able to make any of those plays in the second half. And so, you know, for whatever reason it was. And so, for us, we got to try to be consistent, try to, you know, play full games, and try to finish strong.
I think good quarterbacks are judged by how they do in these types of games. And if you agree with that, how do you think you're being judged right now?
I mean, I think, you know, obviously quarterbacks can be judged how they play in big games. And so, you know, unfortunately, you know, the last 3 years we haven't been able to win one of these playoff games. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of criticism. There's going to be a lot of talk. And, you know, until we win a playoff game, there's going to be that. And it's the way it works. Until you prove people wrong, people can say whatever they want. And so, like I said, it's part of playing the position. You know, it's doing little things. It's trying to, you know, stay in front of the chains. We, you know, for us offensively, we got caught in a lot of second and long, third and long situations, and you know, it hurt us. And you know, I think you got to find different ways to get bigger plays on first down to give you more of a chance on second and third down. And so, you know, if you can keep doing that, I mean, that's how you become consistent. Yeah, it's tough. You know, it's tough to know that you know, we didn't take advantage of an opportunity, and you know, I'll definitely be, you know, doing stuff in the off season to try to improve, try to get better, and try to, you know, do whatever we can to get back here so we can win, you know, start off winning a playoff game.
Andy, does a day like today ever place doubts in your mind about long-term future holds? I mean, you can't always assume you're going to get back to the playoffs. Does a day like today ever shake your confidence in that regard?
No, because there's been so much that has gone on. There's so many big plays, so many great plays that this team has made, different guys on the team, you know. You look at some of the stuff that we've done this year, it's pretty exceptional. So for us, we got to do it in the playoffs, and unfortunately for us, we haven't done that yet.
Andy, the third quarter specifically, you guys had the lead, a couple of sacks, a couple of turnovers, not much offense. What went wrong in the third quarter?
We weren't able to, like, kind of like what I've been saying. It's we weren't able to pick up good enough yardage on first down to give us, easier, put us in better field position to pick up first downs. And so, it's just different things. Unfortunately, the turnovers happen. But you got to try to find ways to overcome. Even in the fourth quarter, we're still in the game.
Were there adjustments at halftime that were made that you were trying to exploit maybe in the second half?
There obviously were some adjustments made, the game comes down to they made more plays than we did, and we weren't able to execute enough that gave us a chance to win the game.
Did they do anything to try to take away AJ?
Yeah, there's different things that they did. There's different things where they would double him and roll coverage to him and different things to try to take him away, and so it shows the other guys were able to make plays, and that's just kind of part of it. That's the way everybody knows what AJ can do, so everybody tries to find different ways to take him away.
Andy, did you ever feel like out there you were trying to do too much, force a pass here, force a pass there? Did you ever feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, there's, obviously the first interception wasn't great. I got flushed and I should try to throw it out of bounds, but I took a chance and shouldn't have. So I wouldn't say that I was trying to make too many plays when things weren't there. It's just it's just kind of how things ended up working out.
What about, it seemed like Marvin was there all day for you. He was able to come up big when you needed him. And just the day that Marvin Jones had was pretty impressive. He was there when you needed him.
Yeah, Marvin did a good job. I mean, Marvin's really talented. Marvin's shown that he can make these kind of plays, and he's done that all year. And so it's great to see him come out and perform well, and had a lot of catches, had a lot of yards, and so I was excited for what he's been able to do in his 2 years here, and the improvement that he'll make in the off season, and just keep getting better.
It seemed like there was a different feeling with the team this week going in. Does it make the disappointment different than even your first 2 years?
It does, because we feel like we're a better team this year. That's the thing that makes it disappointing, because we feel like we the guys that we had back from last year was a big core group of our guys, and the improvements that we make, the things that we did this year, just didn't show with everything that we did today.
What improvements next year? Because you get a lot of playmakers, Giovanni, Tyler, position by position, you have a three stack. Is there any position, or is there anything you can see right now that maybe is
important for you? Yeah, I think, for us, we're getting all our guys back, and so everybody's gonna see things better. The experience of playing—it's another year for guys that have been in here a little while, and it's their first year. And so, for some of these rookies like Gio and Tyler and guys that are a big part of this offense, and so everybody's gonna see the game a little bit better. They'll see things faster, and just the experience helps with that.